I'm Dr. Laura Klein. I'm a breast surgical oncologist and director of the program at the Valley Mount Sinai Comprehensive Cancer Center in Paramus, New Jersey.
We're hearing about side effects now from the COVID shots. Before we get into some of those side effects, are you advising your patients and your family to go ahead and get the COVID shot?
Absolutely, without hesitation. And I was the first in line at our first shipment.
So you've been vaccinated for a while.
Oh, and it feels so good. I feel like almost like a superwoman. And now with the CDC recommendations that all people who are doubly vaccinated can be in a room together without their masks, it's absolutely liberating. And it feels so hopeful and like we're on our way to getting back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's talk about the side effects, though. I understand that some people are seeing lymph node swelling. Do we know that it's related to a COVID shot? And which one do we know that?
So I'll give you a little bit of information
sure.
on this. I think that a few things to really be cognizant of is we know that the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted every part of our lives, including cancer screenings. We have seen a decrease in breast cancer screenings by about 50%.
Wow.
In the country. 50% less breast cancer diagnosed, and we know we have not cured breast cancer. On the top of our list for this year is to go for our screenings, as well as our vaccinations. Breast cancer, we know, is one of the most common types of cancer in the United States. And temporary swelling of the lymph nodes, medically known as lymphadenopathy in the armpit, has been reported side effect of the COVID-19 vaccines. All of them.
Okay.
Basically, it looks like this. To frame the information, in general, lymphadenopathy in women receiving screening mammograms is a pretty rare occurrence. We see it about 0.2 to 0.4% of the time. And when they are biopsied, there's a wide range of diagnosis, predominantly lymphoma, and that's really only in about 20 to 50% of people who present with those low numbers. So now we have the vaccinations, and what we're seeing is about 11.6% of patients following the first dose of the Moderna vaccine have this swelling in the armpit. And another 16% after the second dose, and that lasts about 2 to 4 days. With the Pfizer vaccine, we're seeing a little bit lower numbers. However, it lasts for about 10 days. And that's based on a study that was looking at clinical breast exams. So we're kind of feeling like the incidence is truly higher because of the subclinical presentation where you don't feel anything, but you go for your screening mammogram, and lo and behold, you have unilateral, predominantly one-sided swelling.
What does that mean, and what should you do?
So the implications for the patients are it may cause them a little bit of a headache by an anxiety by being called back for some additional imaging. Mm. Whenever we see something abnormal on a screening mammogram, we then call the patient to come back and we work up that specific finding to really get a grasp of whether it is truly suspicious. So what may ensue is additional imaging and potentially then a recommendation for a short interval follow-up. And again, these types of things do cause anxiety. So one of the recommendations that we've put into place here, as well as the recommendation from the Society of Breast Imaging, is that, first of all, when the patient's called to schedule their screening, which we are encouraging patients to do, is that they are informed that you should be planning on receiving your first dose, to schedule your mammogram prior to that first dose, or get it scheduled, but make it 4 to 6 weeks after the second dose. That would be ideal. And to let patients know that this is a potential transient problem. And I really want to make sure that people understand that we don't want to unduly delay the screening. So if it's a choice of I need to go now or wait another 6 months, I would say go now. And then the radiologists are well aware of this side effect, and we all should have protocols in place at this time to deal with it.
Is it too soon to say that the swelling can go down on its own if it's related to the shots?
So we do see that it lasts about 1 to 2 days for the Moderna and about 10 days for the Pfizer. Although, again, that's more from the study. The true duration is not entirely known, but I would say that that's a good calculation to work at about 4 to 6 weeks post the second dose.
Do you know why this is happening in connection with the vaccines?
It's an interesting question. The job of the lymph nodes is to, this is their job. Any foreign material that enters the body, whether it's from shaving in the armpit, whether it's from a viral illness, a bacterial illness, you know, you get a cut in the yard, gardening, you can see lymphadenopathy occurring. So it's the normal job of the lymph nodes. I would just say it's a normal biologic reaction and that this is not something to be frightened of. And I even take it as, boy, that vaccine is working and it's working well.
Yeah, that is one way to look at it, a good way to look at it. When you have lymph nodes swelling, you shouldn't mess around with that, right? You should definitely get it checked out just in case.
Whenever there is something new and you're concerned, you should always bring it to the attention of your physician. Absolutely.
I hesitate to ask you this because this is maybe not in your direct bailiwick as director of the breast center, but can you speak to any other COVID shot side effects that you might be seeing?
Well, for the most part, what we're seeing, and again, it's just being a physician in daily practice and not an infectious disease specialist, but we're seeing fatigue for the most part. We're seeing transient fever and chills, and it all seems to resolve within about 36 to 48 hours. I was just visiting with some of my newly vaccinated family members last night, and people were telling stories of, well, you know, this is what I felt and this is what I experienced, and, you know, and everybody got better. Everybody feels good, and it is definitely transient as far as my experience has been so far.
Well, you've been terrific, doctor. Anything else you want to say before we conclude?
Well, I'll just say, since I am the director at Valley, that for continued updates on this situation, as well as many others regarding breast cancer, that people can follow us on Instagram at Valley Breast Center. And we are posting daily reports about what our recommendations are, specifically in regard to this situation.
Fantastic.
That's it. It's been a pleasure to be invited to speak to you this morning.
Well, it's certainly been great talking to you.